week.
Okay. Have you ever heard Pekin?
Yes, I have.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Pekin.
What do you call a person who can lift heavy weights?
He's strong.
Okay. Would you ever use stout?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ever use stout in describing butter that got rancid?
Well, it could be, yes.
Have you ever used
stout? I don't know that I ever have, no.
Okay. What do you call someone who's easy to get along with? You must say I like her. She's very... She never loses her temper.
No, she never loses her temper, and she's easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm. You just say it like that? Would you call her good natured?
Yes, very good natured.
When a boy is in his teens, and he's growing up really fast, and he's like all arms and legs, and can't walk through without stumbling over something, you might describe him as being very...
awkward.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a person, and he keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's a plain...
Well, that would be, you could say that.
Did the word fool ever used to be a word that wasn't nice to say?
I don't know that it was. No, I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a person who'll never spend a cent?
Stingy.
Yeah. You ever call a tightwad?
Yes.
Okay. When you use the word common about if you ever describe somebody as being common,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that they, do not know how to, well, they're just common. They are uncouth.
Okay. Maybe ill-bred.
Ill-bred and uncouth.
Okay.
Don't know how to do the proper thing.
All right. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite... There's lots of words. There's no one word.
Oh.
Would you just say he's quite active?
Active, yes.
Lively?
I would say active.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Okay. Any other words that mean afraid?
No.
Scared?
Scared, yes. Scared would be one.
All right, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
she was afraid.
Or she used?
Used to be afraid.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked is mighty...
foolish.
All right, what's another word like foolish? All right, for example, you might say your son made too many mistakes in addition on an arithmetic test. You'd say those, what kind of mistakes are those?
Stupid.
All right, it's the opposite of careful.
Careless.
Okay. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay. Has the word queer changed meaning over the years?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever... if somebody said he is a queer, what would that
mean? Well, that means that's a different meaning entirely.
What does that mean?
He's might be a homosexual or something like that.
But if you say somebody acts queer, that just means...
that means it's just something peculiar about him.
Okay. Is there any other way that you would use the word queer besides peculiar?
Well...
would you use it not to describe people?
Yes.
Okay.